Hey, have you been listening?
95.3 Gorilla's been handing out tons of money this spring, and we're just getting started.
You just won $5,000! You just did it! $5,000!
I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Yolanda, you just got $500 from Gorilla.
Yeah!
Yes. Don't freak out. Don't make me say the line from Pulp Fiction. Don't make me tell you to be cool, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hang on just a sec. Let me get you paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's awesome. Congratulations. You got that cash.
Yes, thank you.
$100
on you. Thank you.
Money.
You
kidding me?
Real people win a real big cash.
What? Yes!
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Get ready. Gorilla's Banana Bank returns Monday morning, May 18th. Only on 95.3.
3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble waking up.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is my kind of show.
They got great banter.
Yeah!
It's Friday, pumpkin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on a second. You guys are the best.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
You have to say it.
Say what?
It's showtime.
Friday, here we go. Welcome on into the weekend. It's 95.3 Gorilla with the most hit music on the coast, all the throwbacks you love, and yes, cash money too. Next week, the Banana Bank is back starting on Monday with all of that money and some big prizes. And I might even add surprises as well. Yeah, the Banana Bank will have some surprises in there for you when you break in, starting again Monday, weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. For all of that cash. We have more Niall Horan tickets for you next week on Gorilla. Also, by the way, we're going to announce some other concerts coming up here on the coast, and we're going to get you in. We're 95.3.
Another Gorilla winner.
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
This is Brianna.
Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. You want to go see Niall Horan next spring?
Oh my God, yes.
Excellent. Brianna, you are in. You're going.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I tried all week.
Brianna, you are going next April, Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today, I want you to finish this sentence. Your childhood was awesome if... That seems pretty easy, huh? Everybody has a different definition of this. Let's put on those rose-colored halcyon glasses and pop open the nostalgia bottle. Here we go. Your childhood was awesome if blank. Finish that sentence.
Your childhood was awesome if you got Lunchables in your lunchbox.
Lunchables. Dude, I can still taste them. Oh, that's awesome. They were great, weren't they?
They still are, and I'm 20 years old.
You know, I actually bet they're a lot better now, because Lunchables in the 90s, I got to tell you, were they were good for kids, but as an adult, I don't think I'd like them. They had like the fake pepperoni and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that's bad.
They were delicious, though, because we were kids and we didn't know any better. But you could probably say that about most adults, too, you know? Thank you for the call, Kaylee. All right, who's next? Your childhood was awesome if blank.
If you had a trampoline in your backyard.
Oh, no. My mom would never let me have one. I was so jealous. Did you spend all that time out there bouncing and making us jealous? How much fun was that?
Better yet is when you put your lawn sprinkler underneath it and became your water park for the whole summer.
My God, that's amazing. That's crazy. You were living my dream. You were living my childhood dream. Yeah, thank you for laughing because, you know, those memories are still painful. All right, one more call from Pete this morning. Pete, your childhood was awesome if what?
If you could play Red Rover and clothesline the kids you didn't like without getting in trouble.
Oh, that's brutal, dude. That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
I don't even know if, like, the kids kicking around these days even know what we mean by that.
Kids are getting soft.
Yeah, they are. I mean, geez, I used to clothesline a couple of kids all the time.
You're right.
All the time. They were the same ones, too, every time. I got in trouble for it a couple times, but not every time.
Yeah, shouldn't watch them cry.
Right. Oh, man. See, we were little sadists as kids.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Shots fired on the set of SNL. Paul McCartney going after Marcelo Hernandez's mom.
Hi, I'm Will Ferrell. I'll be hosting the season finale of SNL this week with musical guest Paul McCartney.
Hello. I just have to say, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man.
Of your mother.
Oh, well,
That's so lovely of you to say. Thank you. Will, would you like to say something about my mom?
No.
Yeah, this is going to be a good show. Jason Kelce making a funny claim on his podcast yesterday. Listen to this.
All the fat kids when we were growing up, they ended up being the funniest, most enjoyable to be around.
It's true. Fat people are just better.
You didn't get good until you got fat.
I didn't. Yeah, nobody liked me until I became fat.
That's such a bummer.
And as I get skinnier, people hate me more and more.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, big people are jolly. I can say that because I am one. BTS, Shakira, and Madonna all set to headline the first ever FIFA World Cup final halftime show. Yeah, they're copying the NFL. FIFA World Cup is going to have a halftime show, and the lineup is kind of nuts. BTS, Shakira, Madonna? I might watch it just for that. Country and pop fans are getting excited about this one. Kacey Musgraves has confirmed she is going to collaborate with Justin freaking Bieber.
We worked on a song at one point together, and it's like, it's pretty rad. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe someday it'll see the light of day. You know?
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right, so you know that I hate the Kardashians, right? I hate the Kardashians. I hate talking about the Kardashians. The only reason why any of them are famous, other than the dad that I think defended OJ, right, was because Kim K made the tape, you know, the adult fun tape with Ray J. Well, here was Ray J the other day, asked if he's afraid of the Kardashians. Listen to this.
Am I scared of Kris Jenner? Absolutely not.
Really?
I mean, absolutely not.
Are you sure?
Am I scared that she'll try to do something to me? Yeah.
Like what?
I'm not scared she'll try to do something to me, but am I on alert? Yeah.
Do you think she would drop a bag to have a hit done?
In my opinion.
She's not above it.
I wouldn't put it past.
Yikes.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On today's date, all the way back in 1982, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney started a 7-week run at number one on the top of the Billboard charts with one of my least favorite songs ever. Do you remember what this one was? Yeah, Paul and Stevie. I'll tell you coming up in just a sec. On this day back in 2003, country singer June Carter Cash, the second wife of Johnny Cash, passed at 73.
We got married in a fever.
Feels like a lifetime ago now. May 15th is National Chocolate Chip Day. Here's a Toll House chocolate chip Nestle commercial from the 70s.
Farm fresh eggs, golden brown sugar, creamery butter. With these natural ingredients, wouldn't it be foolish to use imitation chocolate-flavored chips in my Toll House cookies?
Give me them cookies. Yes, it would be. Pierce Brosnan is turning 73 tomorrow.
I want to see Valentin Sokovsky.
Impossible.
Vodka martini. Shaken.
With all due respect to Mr. Brosnan, my favorite Bond, I think I'm going with Mr. Craig. Daniel Craig is probably my favorite. And some news about that, by the way. MGM Studios, in partnership with Amazon, announcing that they're going to cast the next 007 soon. Another music anniversary today. On this date back in 1981, Kim hit number one with Betty Davis Eyes. On this date, May 15th, 40 years ago in 1986, the one and only Top Gun officially dropped in theaters. And the answer to our music trivia question today on this date back in 82, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney started a 7-week run at number one with one of my least favorite songs of all time. Has nothing to do with the content. I just kind of don't like the song. Ebony and Ivory had a number one run for 7 weeks starting on this date back in 1982. Something about it, man. Kind of just doesn't do it for me. There we go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Friday. It's May 15th today.